Nepal's Public Works and Transport Minister Narayan Singh Pun, a former army officer who will head the government's delegation in talks with the Maoists, says a meeting of all of Nepal's political parties will be called after the initial round of talks with the rebels. The meeting will center on how to proceed with the peace process. Wednesday's announcement comes 14 months after Maoists walked out on earlier peace talks, prompting the government to declare a state of emergency and sending Nepal's army to fight the rebels. Kapil Shastra, president of the Human Rights Organization of Nepal, says military pressure and government efforts to label Maoists terrorists seems to have returned them to the negotiating table.
Maoists must have come to realize that they are not in the position to defeat security forces. And given the way government had declared them terrorists in this Interpol's notice, they must have been finding it pretty difficult to move around the world also.
Government officials and Maoist leaders held secret talks in the week leading up to the announcement. The ceasefire was called after government officials agreed to meet three conditions: not to refer to Maoists as terrorists, remove rewards for their arrest, and withdraw Interpol arrest warrants for their leaders. Earlier this week, a Maoist assassination squad killed the head of a special anti-Maoist paramilitary police force, his wife, and a bodyguard, leading analysts to speculate the rebels were beginning a campaign of urban terrorism. While they say they will temporarily lay down their arms, the Maoists have given no indication they will compromise on their key demands for an abolition of Nepal's monarchy and a new constitution. Kapil Shastra says despite the apparent gulf between the two sides, the Maoists might compromise if their leaders are given a role in government.
Well, main stumbling block is this Maoist insistence on constitution to be redrafted by Constituent Assembly and the future role of king in that constitution. This could be the stumbling block. However, I think that at least for the time being, Maoists may be placated with some assurance of participation in the power.
Kapil Shastra and other analysts say most Nepalese would welcome Maoist participation in government if it meant an end to the 7-year conflict that has taken the lives of about 7,000 people, mostly Maoists. The fighting and violence have devastated Nepal's tourism-dependent economy and helped to destabilize the country's political situation. Jim Teeple, VOA News, New Delhi.